All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, attorney Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law in North Alabama, daily sponsor of the monologue. And I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a minute. Okay, let me jump in here. And listen, I'm going to tell you a story in a minute that I know I've told at some point in the past. But it is so fitting because the anniversary of this story is this weekend. But I'll start by saying this. There's been a lot in the news lately. A lot of major news. A lot of things to cover. Major events in the Middle East on the domestic front. Securing our southern border. Supreme Court decisions. It's a target-rich environment for a conservative talk show like this one. But there's also one story, though, that really caught my attention. I mean, one story that I think is significant in many ways and a story that actually relates right here to my home state, Alabama. So first of all, know this. Donald Trump just beat Gavin Newsom again. Again. Look, the riots in L.A. have been going on for nearly 2 weeks. And Newsom has been resistant to the idea that anything needs to be done. Because an admission like that, you know, would just be further proof that he's an absolute disaster as a governor. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, the left-wing socialist who runs one of the biggest cities in the world, she's determined that the world should know that only part of her city is burning, not all of it. Oh, okay, that makes it better. I mean, by that logic, if there's only cancer in a part of your body, then it's not really as bad and doesn't have to be treated, I guess. Look, Donald Trump has said that he's not going to sit idly by while Los Angelinos have their lives destroyed by rioters and looters. So he called up the U.S. military. Several thousand National Guardsmen are among them. California Guardsmen, to be exact. Gavin Newsom's own guard are out there restoring order where their governor won't do it. And Newsom was ticked. And rather than trying to fix the problem and stop the rioting, Newsom decided the better plan was for him to sue Trump. Well, now, gonna sue some Trump. Sue Trump, take back the National Guard. Sure, great plan. Yesterday, Newsom lost in a big way. Gavin Newsom, he just lost a major ruling in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. They ruled, by the way, as a lawyer, I can tell you the Ninth Circuit is like the far side of the moon. It's usually pretty liberal. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, in a unanimous ruling, ruled that President Donald Trump is likely to prevail in the deployment of National Guard troops, and therefore, they saw no reason to stop him now. The lower court had sided with Newsom, tried to enjoin Trump from deploying the Guard. But Newsom and various Democrat politicians have insisted that Trump's order was unlawful and that Newsom himself has to agree before the president can do this. Well, the Ninth Circuit ruled on Thursday that Newsom does not have a veto over the president's authority to deploy the National Guard. Does not. So, the Ninth Circuit blocked the injunction of District Court Judge Charles Breyer, who suggested in open court that Trump was acting like King George. This is a huge win, y'all. It's a huge win. It's also validation of the law. Found in Title 10 of the U.S. Code, by the way, which clearly states this, and here I'll quote it for you. Quote, if the president is unable with the regular forces to execute the laws of the United States, the president may call into federal service members and units of the National Guard of any state in such numbers as he considers necessary to repel the invasion, suppress the rebellion, or execute the laws. That's it. That's the law. That's what Trump did. And by the way, it's not the first time that it's happened, and it probably won't be the last. Newsom could have been the hero. He could have been the hero he pretends himself to be. But he gambled with his people's lives, and he banked on winning at the courts, and he lost. And now he slinks back to his podcast studio to try and spin it to sound better than it really is. But there ain't no way to put lipstick on that pig. Newsom just got his backside handed to him on a silver platter. But as I saw the story, it reminded me of how many times the National Guard's been called up to restore order. I mean, oftentimes it's in the wake of a natural disaster or to quell a riot or to protect and defend, like in the wake of 9/11. The Guard has played a huge role in protecting citizens. No other organization can do as much on short notice. But one of the most amazing and controversial instances of the Guard being called up to preserve life, limb, and property occurred right here in Alabama. It's an amazing story, y'all. It's an amazing piece of history. And it's sometimes known as the Phoenix City Disturbance. The only instance of true martial law on U.S. soil since the Civil War. So sit back and let me tell you a story. Because here's the deal. Some people think the name Sin City, USA came from Las Vegas. It didn't. Sin City, USA was the nickname given to Phenix City, Alabama in the early to middle parts of the last century. Yep, just across the Georgia-Alabama line from Fort Benning, Phenix City was as corrupt as they come. Organized crime controlled everything. Illegal gambling halls, bootlegging, prostitution, bribery was the order of the day. The sheriff's office was in on it. The mayor was owned by it. It was like the old Dukes of Hazzard with Boss Hogg and Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. Phenix City was so corrupt and awful that George Patton, who was stationed at the time at Fort Benning, he once said that he was so tired of having his soldiers getting beat up and robbed in Phenix City bars, he'd like to take a troop of tanks and flatten the whole town. During Prohibition, the largest ever federal liquor raid in the entire Southeast took place right there in Phenix City, with 1 million gallons of illegal whiskey being seized and poured into the Chattahoochee River in a single day. Got some drunk fish that day, I'm saying. Elections in Phenix City were rigged to make sure the crime bosses had their man in the right office. And look, this went on for decades, and good folks suffered. But a local attorney, a guy named Albert Patterson, he was a good man. He hated what his hometown had become. And Albert Patterson knew the state capitol was too often turning a blind eye to the crime in Phenix City, so Patterson decided he was going to run for Attorney General of the state of Alabama. And part of his campaign pledge, very openly, was he was going to clean up his hometown of Sin City, USA, Phoenix City. Unbelievably, he ran on that very thing. Unbelievably, despite all odds, Patterson actually won the nomination to be the Democrat candidate for AG, which back then pretty much assured him that he was going to be the next Attorney General after the general election took place. But just a short time after winning the statewide primary, on a promise to clean up Sin City, USA, and beginning his final push to become the AG of the state, Albert Patterson was assassinated in broad daylight right there on the street in front of his Phenix City law firm. Well, at that point, the city had had enough. There were still good people living there, and they had had it. And a message was sent to Governor Gordon Persons, letting him know the city was on the verge of anarchy. The governor ordered state law enforcement into Phenix City, but it wasn't enough. So he called on federal government. But then he took the extraordinary step, though, of also calling in a World War II hero, Major General Walter J. Hanna. His nickname was Crack Hanna. Crack Hanna, recipient of the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and he was also the Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard at that time. The governor told Crack Hanna he had to go get Sin City under control, and they did. 500 National Guardsmen rolled into Sin City, USA, Phenix City, and martial law was declared. By the way, just so you know, the anniversary of that is 71 years ago this weekend. So the courts were shut down and military tribunals took their place. The sheriff, the mayor, and the whole town council were removed. The town was run by the military for more than 6 months. Crack Hanna and his men, they gathered enough evidence to shut down Russell County's criminal organization and put all the masterminds in jail. During the cleanup, guardsmen ran the courthouse and the city hall. Raids were conducted on illegal gambling houses. Hundreds of slot machines were seized. Brothels were shut down. General Hanna later said, "It was like a whole damn town of ill repute," he said. "We uncovered 28 murders that had taken place in the previous 4 years without even a single indictment, much less a conviction." He went on to say, "Much of the time, I guess it was just cheaper back then and safer to kill people and bury them because dead people stayed dead." Well, in November of 1954, the first free elections in memory took place in Phenix City with guardsmen actually guarding the ballot boxes and supervising the count. Phenix City was declared off-limits to active military personnel from Fort Benning, and military police actually guarded several border crossings from Georgia to ensure that no one violated the order. In 6 months' time, Crack Hanna and the 500 men of the Alabama National Guard, they wiped out the crime syndicates that had been ravaging that part of the state. They finally turned the city back over to civilians in 1955. And for a number of years, there was a special medal that some guardsmen wore on their dress uniform. It was a medal for the Phenix City disturbance, one of the only times in modern history when martial law was declared and the military ran the government of an American town. And it all began 71 years ago this week. Look, we're nowhere near that level in L.A. right now, and I know that. L.A.'s bad off, but it's not Phenix City, Alabama, 1954. But there is certainly history and actual law that dictates that the National Guard is for more than just responding to natural disasters or going to war when called. The National Guard is made up of citizen soldiers who will do all that they can and all that they are ordered to keep their communities safe. And chuckleheads like Gavin Newsom better start getting their heads wrapped around that and doing what's necessary for their people. The Guard belongs. And that's a wrap. for the Right Side Way.